All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. You ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Adult Game Corner, and we are back with more Being a Dick.
Yeah.
And, of course, DP is here.
What's up?
Let's get it started. My dad and I fought. He took my phone and grounded me afterwards. Do you have it now? Yeah, I swiped it this morning, packed my bags, and got the hell out. She looks really disheveled, by the way. I don't know if you know.
Oh, Josie?
No, Maya!
Well, she just got ravaged a little bit.
Then why haven't you answered my texts? And replied what? I read your texts. Each one was meaner than the one before. I don't need that after this week. We just fight. Do you think I enjoy that? Do you think I enjoy that? What happened to us? Your dad happened to us. He can't find out we're sharing a dorm. I know, it's not like I planned for this to happen. He won't show up, right? I don't know, he was here earlier today, and next time it's likely just a phone call. Derek told me my dad asked him to keep an eye out, too. He promised to warn me if Dad contacted him. How long are you gonna let him control you like this? I have a plan for it. You do? Why haven't you told me about it? I was gonna tell you, but I wasn't sure if it would work, and after fighting with you so much, I realized the plan would still help me, even if it weren't for us anymore. You seem to think that I don't give a shit about you. Do you? Yeah, I give a pretty big fucking diarrhea shit about you.
Oh, sexy.
Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. I just want to be my old happy self. I can't even remember the last time I didn't worry about us in my life. Right now, I'm definitely not happy. I feel the same. Tell me about your plan. It all started when I heard this rumor. I can't believe this. It's the truth. How do you feel? Hurt. Betrayed, kind of. I don't know, do you think I overreacted by storming out like that? You are a bit of a drama queen, I'll give you that. What? Come on, you know you are. You cry when you get locked out of your dorm by Troy. You cry when the dicks let you roam naked on campus. You wanted to leave and go back home when you just got here. You cry when Stanley threw you out. Wait, what? Stanley threw me out? I'm just saying that you're overdramatic, but it's fine. You're a snowflake. A precious little snowflake. And that's okay.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. A snowflake with a potty mouth. All I'm saying is you need to toughen up. I'm tough. I know how to fight. I didn't mean in a physical way. I was talking about the insides of a coconut that rests on your meaty neck. Look at me, I'm tough as fuck. Go ahead, try to insult me. You think you're good with women, but I see the way they look at you. They are really not interested in you, and you look like a moron when you try. You bitch. Hey. Ah, fuck you. Take it back. Never. Okay, stop. Who's the snowflake now? Sorry, I lost my cool. But, yeah, I think you overreacted. If it was me in a similar situation and definitely not with my sister, hello, I would try to turn it into a threesome. But your strategy of storming out, nah, not for me.
Maybe you're right, I overreacted.
But they hurt me. They lied and they kept things from me. I know where that is, but it's not my story to tell. Why? I know the secret now. Yeah, and it was a secret for a reason, dude. Not everyone is cool with gay relationships. What should I do? You're not gonna like it. Tell me. You would just call it a stupid idea. Probably, but tell me. Don't get attached to women this easily. You're young, ass man. Do you see yourself as a relationship type of guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want a relationship. Okay, but why do you want it right now? You just started college. It'd be like walking into a restaurant when you're already full. Don't talk about restaurants. I see your point, but I still want a relationship. Why don't you try to date more? Figure out what you want instead of rushing into things. What do you want? I want to bang Ashley. I want to bang Arieth. I want to bang Kamala. I want to bang Kathy. I want to bang Jade. You want to bang a lot of chicks, I got it. That's what I'm saying. If you have many goals in life, you're bound to fulfill some of them. Don't pout. I'll find a way to cheer you up. Want to get some shut-eye? Sure. Big spoon or little spoon? No spoon. It's only gay if you get a boner. I don't want to find out if you get one. Sleep tight, bud.
That looked like a pretty gay.
Yeah, that was gay. What? I had your fucking toes in my mouth. When was the last time you showered? Stop sucking on my toe like a pacifier. That's on you, ass man. Shut up! Earplugs, Bert, for fuck's sake. Here, breakfast. You really don't get along with your roommate. Pot kettle black cock. What? Bert is a nerdy dick. But you don't see me crying about it. Yeah, screaming at him is much healthier. When we come dicks, man, I tell you, I'm out of that place. I can't wait till I come home to that sweet old janitor's closet. How sure are you that you'll get that closet? I'm pretty sure, and it beats living with Bert. Can I get your dorm when you move out? I'm not convinced they will let me stay there as well. Be more confident. We'll share that closet if worse comes to worse. You're my brother, ass man. Family comes first. Rise and shine, sweet daughter of mine. I have a task for you. Ugh, either Grim shrunk himself and grew some titties, or you got a new roommate. Who's this funny girl? Yeah, this is Quinn, remember? This is Quinn? Oh, I thought she'd be taller. Taller? Shut the fuck up. You're the size of a shrimp. Yikes, sorry, I didn't mean anything by that. Well, what do you want? We were sleeping here. Maya, let's go. It's mother-daughter time. Josie had a question for you. Yeah, I want to pledge too. Maya taught me into it. It sounds like fun. So, can I? I'm looking at you right now and I don't see it. You're not hot material. Is this because I called you short before? You're really chipper, aren't you? I hate chipper people. I like to laugh and make new friends. I say I'm pretty easygoing and I'm fun to be around. I like to party and I heard it's what the hots are all about. Besides, Maya and I have been friends since high school, so I think I would fit in perfectly. Do you like the sound of your own voice, or did you really think I'd pay attention to that vagina monologue? No sale. Maya, let's go. Oh, and also, I'm Tommy's stepsister. Eyes lit up. Could you go get my beer from Maya? I don't want to go back there. Yeah, don't worry. I got you, ass man. College, huh? The best days of our lives. I like his shirt. It's a limited edition. And it's talking about that he is a limited edition.
Yeah, I got it.
That I actually like. Hey, I know it will cheer you up. Want to wear the helmet? Sure. Give it here already. Sweet, I hope you're in the mood for some of the other activities. Fuck, it's already Thursday. We have so much left to do. About that nerd wedgie task, you want to do it? I know some of the nerds. It would be awkward for me. Right, Bert is a nerd. It's crossed my mind to give him one. But then it would be weird living with him. What do you think? It's up to you. I can talk to Magnar and see if there's an easier way around it. Oh, another thing. Rusty told me there's a party at the Dick's tomorrow night. Maybe we can do some more stuff then. Also, that car wash is happening on Saturday. The Hots are doing it at the same time. So that would be fun. How do you know all this? Rusty tells me. It's part of being a father, he said. Funny, because Tommy doesn't tell me shit. Do you want him to? I mean, you don't seem to like him a lot. I just feel a bit weird not getting the same treatment, that's all. I wish Rusty was my father, too. How about if you start up a talk with Tommy? He seems to like dick traditions and frat life. Maybe you could begin a conversation with that. Yeah, either that or something about his sis coming here. You know, Josie. What? No way! Is Tommy the Tommy? Josie's evil stepbrother? I thought you knew Josie. You seriously didn't know it was him? I only knew her through my sis. We went to high school together, but you know, Maya was into her, so that automatically turned me off. Also, JoJo likes to yap, and I wasn't the most attentive listener. But whatever, definitely don't mention what you did to his sister. If you think I was upset when I saw you and Maya... Yeah, you wanted to fuck my dad, was it? He's on the back burner for now. Just don't wake the devil in Tommy, that's all I'm saying. Oh, no! Hear me roar, I want more equal rights for women. Wendy, what do we want? Higher salaries for women. When do we want it? Now. What do we want? Higher salaries for women. When do we want it? Shut up, Wendy. Typical male. Women are worth the same as men, correct? Stop yelling. I'm trying to have a moment here with my friend. And I never said they weren't. Great, that means that women are worth at least the same amount of pay, correct? No? Are you fucking high? See, everyone, this is the face of our enemy. I'm the enemy? Look at yourself. You want women to have higher salaries just because they're women? What about merits? What about skills? What about the fact that women cost more in the workplace than men are at a bigger risk to hire due to pregnancies? You can't discriminate against a woman's right to bear a child. In a perfect world, that may be the truth, but for small business owners, you can't escape the fact that women are liabilities. Yes. And they aren't built the same as men either, provingly. By the way, little side note, they decided to hire a bunch of women. Yeah. Guess who keeps getting asked, can you pick that up? Can you lift that? I can't reach that. Can you get that for me? It's too heavy. I'm the guy that does it.
Yeah. Well, because all the other ones...
All the other guys, they were fired.
Yeah.
And they aren't built the same as men either. And that can be a factor affecting productivity in jobs involving manual labor, like the one I work. So no, women aren't worth the same pay just because they're women. Try to look at the world from more perspectives than your own, Wendy. You accuse men for getting paid more and getting ahead of women, but what you are all doing right here right now is no better. You're not for equality, you just want to tip the fucking scale. Amen, that's it! Derek, the counselor's office, now! Oh, she can fuck off with that bullshit. He says, fuck me, but he's right. The skinny goth girl thought about it. Huh? Finally? So? No, you're kidding me. It's not over, but there's still some convincing to do. What did he say? He said it was too risky. Thanks to Chad, they got eyes on them. He's just being paranoid. That's what I said. Shit. Why am I the only one worried here? You have a plan, right? Fuck. Shut up and let me think. Hey, give it back. I said one drag. This is some quality shit. He's smoking a joint. You know who to thank for that. Whoa. I told you to go easy. I wasn't being cheap when I said that. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're fucking getting dizzy for one. This is how you party. No, that's how you party. I keep telling you, this is how it should be. Hots and dicks and hots. Together. Look at you trying to take over this place just like that. It's not that easy. It's hard to break traditions. No shit. I've been trying since I got here. But fuck traditions, or better yet, make new ones. Get rid of that fucking hot tri-alpha shit. Think about it. If it weren't for Sage's and Chad's stupid relationship, there would be nothing that really connects hots and alphas. Except for history. What could we do? What we could do would be history one day, too. We're vice presidents. We can call shots. Rusty fucking loves it when I take charge. Sage is just the same. So what's your offer? Look at this place. It's three times as big as the Alpha's shitty villa. Rusty makes sure there's a constant flow of alcohol without a campus security problem. All we need is some skirt to make this the best place ever. That's where you come in. A place to party? You call that an offer? A place to party for real. Catch my drift? You know Sage. She wouldn't be cool with people using drugs in your house. And if you take a gamble with the Alphas, you're fucked. All that bragging about being natty tells me their parties must suck ass. Haha, they aren't natty. It's the equivalent of a party girl saying she's a virgin. It just sounds better. Yeah, but look at the dicks. Rusty is cool with all of this. John Boy's already in. Riona, Alina, Sarah, Melanie, not to mention Heather. That's a lot of people. And that's a great private party. The best part about it is if you ever get caught by Sage or anyone else, you can blame it all on us. How's that for an offer? You're offering to be a scapegoat? You're fucking nuts. I like you. I wouldn't want that. That's how confident I am in this. No one will ever know. Just look at how the counselors treat Rusty for being a Bergmeister. Let's start small and gradually swap the alphas for the dicks. And you keep on bringing me the good stuff. Throw in some extra money on that deal? Every penny I got extra is already spent on you. Rusty won't go for a sponsor role, but it's not like the alphas pay you, right? Maybe there are more dicks that want to join in. I could ask Jamie and Leon. You know you want to. Traditions are worth breaking. It's just like people changing jobs to get a better deal. I shouldn't make deals while being high, but fuck it. It is a good alpha. Besides, I'm sick of the fucking alphas anyway. I've got something. It's not the best plan, and it won't sit well with the dicks. But if it works, we're right back on track. What's the plan? We use Sage. Sage? Yes, Sage. I'm lost. What do I always tell you to do? That chess thing? Exactly. You don't make a move without having planned for your next move. If Sage is the first move, what could the second one be? Oh. Of course, there's no escaping them. I should have known. Well, I'm not going to sit anywhere near them. Hey, can I sit with you girls? Sure. There's a seat by Maya. Yeah, I see it. Okay, I was just saying, since you usually sit with her. Did something happen? Nothing happened, I just wanted to sit with you two. Alright, Dix and Hot seem to get along, so why shouldn't we? Why are they even sitting together? Maya said they were close to breaking up, but I didn't think Josie wanted to be with Maya either. Where's Derek? He got into trouble with Jade, the gender studies teacher. There's a feminist protest outside, and Derek likes finding trouble. And you don't? Maybe a little bit, but I'm not about to take on a group of angry feminists. What would be the point of that? That would be stupid. But you know, trouble can be fun. So what's new with you guys? Did you find that, umbrella, was it? Yeah, that one wasn't too hard. But you really saved our asses with your underwear. It was a fair trade if you ask me. Mwah, she kisses him. You have your hell week now, right? Having fun? It's okay, some tasks are harder than others. I was thinking, since you helped us with one of our tasks, can we help you with one of yours? Let me think. Are either of you a feminist? Haha, no. A teacher? I could dress up as a teacher if that would help. I'm sure that would help with something, but nothing for my list. Haha.
Sex outdoors.
I have a really hard one. No, I wasn't talking about that. Well, kind of. I need to have sex outdoors with someone and get some kind of proof of it. Would you be up for that? What kind of proof are we talking about? A picture or a dick witness? Does the picture have to show my face? No, but to be honest, I think what most would see is you. Your tattoo and hot body are unique. I think he's trying to charm you, Camilla. You think? I'm flattered, but I'll have to pass on that one.
Slap me.
Oh, could you slap me in front of a dick? We could do that. Great, just make it seem genuine, like I did something to really piss you off. Sure thing. Daw, please take a seat. Class is starting. Oh, I know who that is.
It's stripper.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Let's break out the word, Scrambler.
Hold on. Let's S-E-N-No.
Sun, S-O-N.
Okay, hold on. Oh, that was a word. No, it wasn't. Nose. Then we're going to talk about Nick on that one. Let's see here. No. Oh, I found. Oh, got one.
Okay. Five letter words. Loses, L-O-S-E-S.
Yeah. Well, there's also lose.
Yeah.
Shit.
Oses. Okay. I'm all out of oses.
Okay.
Noses.
I was gonna do that.
Loans.
There's no words loans.
Loans, like I took out a few loans. Well, it's spelled.
There's
different.
No way.
Never mind. Had a brain fart.
Yeah.
Noel's.
Noel, yeah.
Yeah. Try Noel's, because it was in this anagram list, too.
Okay, it worked.
Okay.
Remember, six letter, we have 100. We don't have many on the three letter word.
Oh, okay. Well, let me look up the three. Sol, S-O-L.
I wonder if it'll work. No.
Ons, O-N-S.
No.
Loss, L-O-S.
We don't even have loss in the first one.
You could do loss in the fourth, yeah. Sol, S-O-L.
And they did say did that already.
S-O-S?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Okay.
All right. One.
Oh, yeah.
Sen, S-E-N.
No.
Okay.
We cheated and got some more. Leo was one, even though it doesn't count.
Okay. N-O-S?
No. Soul. We didn't do soul. That's one we forgot. S-O-L-E.
Yeah.
And eons. Oh! We did it.
Let's see what's going on again.
No. Not this one either. He's kind of cute. But I'm not looking for cute. And this one is way too hot for me. If I swiped up on him, he would just laugh when we saw it. This isn't as anonymous that I had hoped for. Whatever. I feel so exposed. It's like I'm literally saying I like you. Do you like me to him in person? I wonder if there's another way of doing this. A way that would let me say whatever I wanted without consequences. I think I got something. I can spend my free afternoon doing it. Look at the time. That's all for today. Remember to read up on chapter 2. Nope. I'm out of there. Is this the right classroom? The maps really suck ass. And I was stupid enough to think I'd remember this place from that one visit during high school. I should have done what Maya did and went here more. Is this seat taken? No, please go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Are you new here? Yes, I'm one of the rejects. Excuse me? You know, the march thing? The March of the Rejects? I've never heard of anything of that sort. Oh, I thought it was a common name for students who got accepted after being on the waiting list. Ah, I think you mean replacements, not rejects. Oh, it was my stepbrother who taught me that saying. Sorry. I'm Josie, by the way. Oh, hold on. She says, oh, chill, nice to meet you. Welcome to B&R. Hey, thanks. Are you also a freshman? No, I'm a third year student. I've just been postponing this class for as long as possible. It's not a fun class? Financial crisis? No, not really. It's probably okay, but there are so many more interesting classes out there. You'll see. Are you okay? You look a bit tense. It's just first day nerves. Plus, I feel a bit lost since I missed orientation. I remember the first day jitters. If you'd like, I can show you around afterwards?
Oh, boy.
Maya promised me that she would, but I could be making a new friend this way. Sure, I would love that. What other classes are you signed up for? English and math, you know. Gen Ed classes. That's smart doing those early. You'll end up like me, postponing the less interesting ones. You have the class literature already? Are we supposed to have that? No, you're fine. You got here a bit later than everyone else, and teachers understand that. By the way, the library sells class literature, and my best friend works there. I can set you up with a copy if you'd like. That'd be awesome. I feel like my brain is overflowing with information and impressions already. We can share it today. All right. You're asking me for permission to humiliate one of us in front of your chums for Hell Week? Did I understand that correctly? Those weren't my words. Hell Week is so gruesome for you in your fraternities. The Tri-Alphas have their butt beer, Nerd Puncher, and Skank Hunt. You have your pledge board. And who knows what's going on in the Alpha Nu Omega Mansion with their Dante Week or whatever they tried naming it. What's the Tri-Beta's tradition? We engage in nightly games of Dungeons and Gremlins and review the new recruits' intelligence in various forms of tests. It's a much more friendly environment for a freshman. What can I say? Different strokes. Different indeed. Are you guys bullying the other fraternities as well, or is it just us who are your punching bag? No, it's just not just you guys. We're pranking the other frats, too. Haha, that's nice to hear. Hey, it wasn't me who wrote that task on the pledge board. No, I fully grasp the situation. You're just a marionette, at least for this semester. I can't give you the permission to do what you ask, and I'd rather not see it be done against our will. But, like the years before, saying no would be the definition of insanity. I'll be the martyr for your mission. For money. I don't have it. Never mind, this was a stupid idea. Then I'll fear for the future to come. Thank you so much. You're welcome. You can always come to me if you need any help. Your friend is very sweet and helpful. Yeah, Bella is the best. Are you two done? And she has a hard time accepting compliments. Haha! Do you want to look around in the library or go grab some lunch? Whatever you think, I'm just happy you're giving me a tour. Then let's do lunch, I'm getting hungry. Bella, will you join us? I'll go get my purse. Josie? No, not with Jill. Excuse me for a minute. Grim!
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm glad I ran into you. How are you? I'm okay. Listen, I didn't want to ask you this over the phone. It feels so impersonal. But I was going to ask you if you're up for that date tomorrow afternoon. A date? Yeah, that works. I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I've been thinking about something I wanted to show you. And tomorrow is the perfect day for it. It's supposed to be sunny. Where are we going? I'll send you the address later. Meet me there at 3 p.m. and I'll show you. Oh, I'm so rude. Josie, I would like you to meet Grim. He's a friend of mine. He's actually a friend of mine, too. What a surprise. So you know each other from before? Did you go to school together? No, we worked together this summer in a mini-mart. That makes me happy to hear. I'm sure we will all get along together great then. We were just going to get lunch. Do you want to join us? Sorry, I have plans. That's fine. I'll see you tomorrow then. Yeah, see ya. Ha ha, crabs? Both of you? Yeah, but you don't go around telling people about this, you hear? You needed to know this because you might have them too. I don't think so. Do you? Hey, don't look at me. I have no clue what they're getting at. Did either of you fuck Arieth recently? Oh, fuck. Don't panic. We got the medication for it, but you should shave your pubes and any other hair in that area. Also, we need to tell everyone who has fucked her to get checked up. But you know, without it reaching the public, that all dicks might have an STD. There he is. What's going on? How dare you? Yeah. Hey, easy there. You have some nerve fucking us without calling us afterwards. Dude, really? I'm sorry? Spare me that excuse. I don't care how many times you made us come. Or does your dick is so big it would put porn stars to shame. We're done with you. Thank you, Camilla and Mona. You fucked both of them? Man, up top. Grim, you son of a bitch. And he got the third slap, boys. At least there's some sunshine on this crabby day. Ass man, I got the beer. Hey, did you bang Arieth yet? No, why? Did she ask about me? No, I'm just checking. She's passing crabs around. And she's off my to-do list. Don't tell anyone about this, okay? Especially not Danny. Why are you so paranoid? Why would they tell Danny about this? Dude, just break up with her already. I can't. She said she might be pregnant. No way! Whoa. Hey, let's go. This seems like it's none of our business. And pass that helmet. It's my turn. Tell me what happened with Jade. I didn't see you all morning.
Oh, he don't wait for a chance to get that helmet.
Oh, I really laid into her. You don't try to teach me how to talk to feminists. Really? No. She tore me a new asshole. Apparently I lack respect for women's issues. But he said all the right things. So just like Arieth, she's off my to-do list. You don't want to fuck her anymore? I get the feeling she would be the one doing the fucking with that temperament. And a word of advice, she does not like to be asked about menopause. What about you? Feeling better? I don't know how I feel. Horny? Not at the moment. Wanna be? Where are you going with this? May have mentioned to Rusty that you're feeling a bit down. It's none of his business. Why did you tell him that? Sorry, it just slipped out. I was a bit tipsy. Alcohol kinda has that effect on me. The good part is that he wants to help. And help me? Really? When Tommy learned that Josie arrived, he's very pissed off. Apparently she's joining the Hots too. Fuck, why would she do that? She seems like you share that feeling with Tommy. Anyway, Rusty called Stanley and checked if it was okay to drop by the Pink Rose tonight. Are you in? Maybe. I did have a blast last time. Well, think about it. And also, I got something for you. Well, I didn't really get it, but almost. Can I borrow your phone? Okay. Give me a minute. Alright, Grim, Tremolo. My rooster, Nick? And you're all set. What did you do? I installed an app for you. A dating app. A dating app? You really want me to get over your sister and Josie that bad? I have overreacted a tad in the past about you and Maya. I'll give you that. But that's not why. I just want to show you that there are other fish in the sea. And a lot of them may smell worse. Some are rotten. Some swim away really fast. Some just go blub blub. But there are also some really hot ones that you might want to fuck. I'm confused. Are you talking about the actual fish or women? Just check that app. Swiper. Swipe in the direction that your cock moves. Up if you get a boner and down if you don't. Swiper, huh? What a stupid name. Maybe all the good ones were taken. Anyway, I think playing the field would be good for you. Thanks, buddy. Oh, wow.
Check out Slobber app. Okay. Sage.
Rest on... Okay. We'll do that in a minute. Oh, Jill left a message. Here's the address for tomorrow. Johnson Avenue and Hill Drive. Thanks, got it. I'm tempted to look up what's on that address.
Tempted to look up what's... I think.
What are we doing?
Do that. I'm tempted to see what she says.
Haha, no, please don't. How's your day going?
It's okay.
Alright, I asked because you didn't seem like yourself back at the library. It's nothing, I'll get over it. Or nothing really. No, really, I'm fine.
No, really, I'm fine.
Okay, I'm not gonna bug you more about it. I'm here if you need to talk, that's all.
Thanks.
This one?
Oh, that bottom one.
Thanks, Grim. I'm sorry, Grim. This isn't how I imagined it would be. Can we talk?
They both seem a little...
Okay, but there are things that need to be explained, you know? Things that need more time to be explained than over a heated chat in a bathroom stall. I'm not a liar. I'm really not. I just couldn't tell you about her. I told you that I was in a relationship, and that wasn't a lie. Like I told you before, this is not all about you. It's about Maya, too. That's exactly why we should talk. I need time to think. Okay, they won't let you do anything else.
Try this wiper.
Massive dick. Rooster, we don't skip leg day at this gym. No way, no how. Take a look at these legs. That's how a tryout for president should look. Yeah, when you do the social media part, it's called Champagne Denial, and it's the cruelest activity of Hell Week. Poor Lucas will have to suffer while the other chaps indulge in all-you-can-drink champagne. I'm paying for the champagne, of course. It's from France. What the hell? After you're done drinking the champagne bottle, you have a brand new sex toy that works for both your ass and cock, whichever you're in the mood for. You again? I thought I blocked you last week. No, that was my other account. Isn't the internet a magical place? Go find someone else to harass you, peasant. I'm blocking you now. Sorry if any of my followers had to see that quarrel. It's been taken care of now. It won't happen again. Wow, that's fucking funny. Please! Like our asses for the scavenger hunt. We need 200 likes to pass the test. Hot scavenger hunt.
Nice. For a drone.
Come on, guys. Like our pick. We need your help. Hit me up. If they hit you up, I'll do the same. I'd kill to have an ass like that. I'm with you on that one.
Did you comment?
No, not on this one. Don't mind me. I'm trying out some of Derek's clothes. Black Hell Week, Bourbon Lights, Illinois. Wipe my own fucking post, because I'm an idiot. Can't leave you alone for a second, can I? Aha, I can't believe that you own that. That's hilarious. Just hit the beach sometime before it gets too cold, and I'll show you it in action. Hey, let's talk. Call me. Deal, I have some spare time next week. Maya, I need some time to think. Oh, there was different ones I could have done.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Well, that was all that was on Rooster.
Well, there's a swapper. I think it's the cat a bit.
Oh, we got a new background.
Put O'Chill on there.
I like this one.
Well, I'm saying since you're going on a date with her, it would make sense to have it on your phone.
That would be weird.
I don't know how much detail they put into this.
I've my roots in New York, but live in this shithole because of my asshole dad. Yes, I know I'm hot. Tell me something new. If you're under 6'0", swipe down and crawl back to your goblin cave. No dick pics.
I don't know how tall our character is.
I don't know about her. I don't know, man. Life's a party, and I already brought my ticket. I drink pumpkin spice latte during the day and Cosmos at night. Let's go out and have fun together. The drinks are on you, but first you have to impress me. Show me what you got. She's pretty cute.
Uh-huh.
Live, laugh, love. Are you my Prince Charming? I've spun around the sun 20 times and I'm still looking for him. Roses are red and violets are blue. Swipe up on me and I'll swipe up on you.
I'm wondering if you click on her.
It'd be the big girl.
It's the big girl. It's a trap.
Nicole, here's a busy single mom with lots of love to... Well, I've realized that the dating game isn't giving me what I want.
You know who that is.
I know. But, yeah, we're not going to miss that. Man, that's a little too hot for a regular Tinder app. 38. Holy shit, she's almost my age. She's older than me.
Yeah, I'm going to be...
40, yeah.
Saturday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Chat. Show me what you got. Click to reply.
I'll show you mine.
That's not what I meant. Also, you couldn't handle mine.
Uh-oh. What are the...
I couldn't handle yours. You're what? A B-cup?
You couldn't handle mine.
Are you just repeating what I'm saying? That one.
No. Say no. Say no. Block. Yeah, you probably should have lost interest.
Hey!
Hey.
Ah! Hey, C.
Don't call her.
Hey, C, how you doing?
Yeah.
Okay. You have more experience with these. Help me out.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm okay.
This is a bit awkward, but you remind me.
No, don't.
One I know.
Great. Me too? Oh, we're going to go here.
Do the bottom one, see what happens. No.
Well, that's what you told me to do.
Yeah.
All right. Now, who might that be? I don't know. Maybe a celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to chat? You don't write a lot in your replies. I read your profile. I liked it.
Yeah.
This one?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I'd like to chat. I just need to get a feel for you first. I get it. I've never chatted with someone who was so honest about their intentions. I like it.
Yeah.
Honesty and trust are important. And I like what I wrote. I'm not looking to date someone. Are you okay with that?
I wouldn't.
This one or this one?
Because
the other one's bottom.
When you highlight, it's harder for me to read. Try something different, see if I like it. Yeah.
I need a okay, I think I'll give you a chance. But to prove this isn't a joke to you, you'll have to start.
Tell me how I did.
Show me a picture of it.
That's... Yeah. Center the... Yeah, send it.
Good boy. Is that really yours? Oh my god, I've gotten responses like that before. Getting a little too personal here. I'll answer as I would. That's how I've answered.
Say, yeah, of course it's mine.
Great. Now we're in this together. If you ever show anyone on chat, make sure that everyone who matters in your life will see that picture. Don't worry, I keep a secret. Right. Right here. Short.
Yeah.
Now it's out of our way, the fun can start. Not so fast. I want to hear what you would do with me if you're standing right in front of me right now. And grab your ass hard and spank it. Alex, don't spank me so hard. I don't want any bruises from it. That would be good. Stop spanking and rip your blouse up and pull down your bra. I press my face and mouth against your breast and suck on your nipples hard. The other ones, I'll spank you as hard as I want. When I'm spanking you, I'll grab your breast with the one hand and squeeze it firmly.
Alright, bottom one. Let's try that.
Nipples are getting puffed from all the sucking I'm moaning to your ears. Please stop. Oh no! I stopped sucking. You try it.
Throw you on the bed.
Oh, the choking!
So she's throwing a fit about sucking on nipples, huh? Imagine choking is going to be much. You should have done the kiss of the neck, probably. Should have started off with that. Hold on. Throw you on the bed.
That's the asshole.
Oh.
One's pussy, one's asshole, and one is the choking.
Try the top one.
Punish me. You push your fingers deep inside of me and almost come all over your fingers, but you bastard, you stop and smile at me knowing how close I was to coming. You push your hard cock inside me and thrust your hips as fast as you can. Your cock is so big that I scream with pleasure from it. We both are coming at the same time. You're filling me up while being as deep as you can get inside of me. Oh my god, I just came for real. Fuck! That was fucking amazing, see? Oh, you really took control at the end. Wow, I like it.
Yeah.
Graham, you passed the test of flying colors. I need to grab a shower. I'm all hot and sweaty from this. Think of me when you're in the shower. Imagine that your hand is mine as you clean up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're so naughty. I love it. Here's a little something for you. Use it to pleasure yourself. Dude. Okay, so that was really... Damn.
Nice.
We fucked up with that one, though. The Ellie girl. Oh, they gave us. They just gave us some stuff. Oh my god. Swipe again later.
Yeah, you call Sage now.
Yup. Something about that whole fuck buddy thing. Oh, that was chatting.
You're supposed to call it.
We didn't even see that before. That was a very realistic looking picture. I've seen pictures that look like that. I know that, but I didn't even see that before. That was a very realistic looking picture. No, I didn't see it. Hey, what's up? Not much. I just need a distraction. For what? Did something happen? Kind of. I used to stay with Maya in her dorm, you know. But we had a fight, and now I'm staying with a friend. I've been in a lot of fights lately myself, so I know how much that sucks. Do you need a shoulder to cry on? Haha, no, I don't feel like crying over it. How about a boob to cry on? Suddenly, I feel like crying. Haha, great, what kind of fuck buddy would I be if I didn't let you do that? Fuck buddy, are you on board? Yeah, I made up my mind. Hey, I know what would cheer you up. We're having a movie night tonight. You should come. It would just be us girls. We could drink and relax. The pledges won't be there, right? Actually, they will, but you know what? I'll try to cancel. You don't need to do that for me. It's cool. Just drop by later tonight if you're up for it. All right, I'll let you know. Bye. Study English, study math, gender studies. Math. Okay, I've studied enough for today. Trying to see if there's anything. What is this?
What's the four?
I don't know. Whatever that means, it's a four. Would there be an inflatable duck in there?
He took a picture with it earlier.
I know. Can't fall behind schedule with those beers. Oh, you, okay, they do give you a chance to do it. It's hard.
They really give you a timer.
Yeah, it's hard. That's probably the hardest thing you have to do in the whole game.
Ain't that, and it's usually the easiest thing you do in real
life. Yeah. I could chug them.
I wonder if that was intentional.
I should transcribe the song she played the tabs. Let's face it, notes aren't for me. Okay, now it's a lot easier to read. Sounds pretty good. If I keep practicing, maybe I'll be confident enough to play with her. Okay. Something seems stuck behind the drawers. It shifted when I opened this drawer.
I wonder if you can...
What the fuck, a drone? Why is there a drone flying around in here? It's Bert's drone. The nerds really like their gadgets. Bert is usually flying outdoors, but now he's fucking texting me. Testing me. Hey, relax. It's illegal to fly a drone in here. Probably. He said while drinking a beer. Alright. Anyway, what are you up to? Not much. Just checking what's what. That's cool. Do you need anything from me? I don't have no money. Later. This book is flipped to chapter 2. What's that matter?
Do you have to take a nap, or?
Well, not now, no. I can look around and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's something I haven't done in a while. There's really nothing there, but just the chapter 2 and... Oh, okay.
Let's see what them girls are up to.
Hold on, I'm looking to see if there's anything I can look at. What's this guy want? Man, the chess club sounds fun. Students and staff are welcome. Most of the staff here are retarded. Why would they be invited? Hey, do you think I should join the chess club?
I don't know. Do you like playing chess?
Yeah, I do, but I don't like the staff here.
Join the chess club.
If you enjoy it, it's a no-brainer. Go for it. Yeah, you're right. Thanks.
He's gonna come back. That was the worst experience of chess I ever had.
We can't even talk to those girls, bruh. We can't talk to nobody.
Oh shit, we fucked up
our choice, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Well, I didn't either. But
it doesn't.
My instincts, if there's a dick or a vagina, talk to the vagina.
Well, I thought you had to talk to people, you know, in order. Sometimes in RPGs you do that, but I didn't know that this was set up with time choices. That you have to really be careful who you talk to, because if you don't talk to somebody else, you miss those girls. And no, I'm not going back through all the goddamn text to get back to that point, because that is a nightmare.
No, the other one worked alright, but we don't know how that story went.
Yeah.
We might have to go back later and play it from there or something.
This is meant to be replayed.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, I think that's a good spot.
Is it?
Yes.
Man, I could play another air. What the hell?
Yeah, I know, right? But we gotta do a Super Seducer.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Alright, guys, so this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration, and yeah, we'd enjoy this game. We'd definitely play another hour, but we gotta go. So we'll see you next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Being a Dick.
All right,
on page 2.